Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today, episode 155. Today I want to return to two books I introduced a couple weeks ago, two brand new books. The first is from Black Spruce Press, is authored by Alan Bereke. The title, A Living Is Not a Life, a working title. It's a collection of reflections on all the many jobs that the poet has had in his life, and in his ironic, humorous way, undermines the idea that work is an end in itself, and reminds us that there are some things in life that we ought to be paying more attention to. As is the first poem I want to read today, titled Bedford Falls Revisited. Do not ask me if I am passionate about my job, for I am a passionate man and have plenty for my wife, my children, my friends, a few hobbies, and my craft that has me typing this morning in a cabin in the Rockies, and worried that as of yet this poem has not offered a single metaphor or simile. But I suppose flat and uninspired language is the perfect way to describe my relationship with work, a vault door I have to crack open from the inside once I have filled my pockets as fully and as quickly as I can to return to the place where all my passions wait for me in this wondrous thing called life. So here you see the style of Bereke to undermine the subject that he has put forward to get to the implied more important things, the hobbies, the relationships. And of course, he laments that he doesn't have a metaphor or simile. He finally gets one, a vault door at the end that he has to crack open. But the whole poem is metaphorical, it seems to me. Or maybe the metaphor and the reality join together, the actuality join together, if we're working for the wrong reasons. A vault door I have to crack open from the inside once I have filled my pockets as fully and as quickly as I can to return to the place where all my passions wait for me. The next one I want to read from this collection is titled The Poets of Vilnius. It's in Lithuania. Bereke is of Lithuanian descent, and he had the opportunity to travel to Lithuania. And this is his response to his being over there in poetic form. The Poets of Vilnius. For this American, speaking to those gathered at an open mic at a bookstore in Vilnius was an education. Their avocation trumps vocation, seeing, hearing, creating, being aware of being human weighs more than earning or any formal learning. Ask any of them, the plumber, the translator, the computer tech, or government official, the professor or the reporter, even the bookstore owner, what are you? And each will reply without hesitation and with conviction, I am a poet. This is A Living Is Not a Life, by Alan Bereke from Black Spruce Press. Now I want to go to Cullen Wisenhunt's chapbook, which is a lovely little collection that I looked at 2 weeks ago. And I want to read one of his poems today also, Knee Deep in October. And what did I learn wading the river in cool fall evening? What, after wandering down worn sandstone steps, what, while tracing Tishomingo's trails, I learned of sand, sharp with shell and gravel, of rocks smooth and gray and gorgeous, and I learned the green of fall that drips from vines and branches and collects as algae in pools where caves sprout from under dead logs. As fresh fallen dam water pushed each footfall further sideways, I wanted it to make meaning, to be a metaphor for me and my work and the rushing of time like leaves on the wind or twigs in the water. But it was just a river, a creek actually, and even then too wide and winding to mind my wishes. Lovely poem, Knee Deep in October. It's from Cullen Wisenhunt's book, Among the Trees. You can get his book, check him out on Facebook, or it's from Fine Dog Press. And Alan Breca's book is A Living Is Not a Life, a working title from Black Spruce Press. I'd like to read three poems from my brand new book. My book is Contour Feathers, just published about a month ago from Turning Plow Press. And I would like to look at three poems in here and read them for you today. The first is A Place in the Woods. This is a childhood memory. I walked the same way each time I journeyed into what then seemed deep woods, submerging myself beneath white oak, walnut, and so many other trees, their limbs crisscrossing to form an arc above me where I sat between stones matted soft with fallen leaves. Settled in my spot, I would listen to wind, to any sound around me. I would look up at the arc, through it, facing the sun flickering from the other side. I was too young to know what meditation was. I had only heard the word worship, but something like this must have been happening to me, something that drew me back, finding my way to a special place where I would sit and wait until I felt okay to return, some release to embolden my steps toward home. On a windless summer morning. On a windless summer morning, July's fragrance lingers between the elm and oak. Sunflowers stand in line like schoolgirls waiting their turn. Without the wind, I am closer to my own breath. I am full of bird energy and flower pollen coursing elastic veins. What stillness does with a soul. Absence of motion mirrors secluded, latent motives, intent on finding some meaning in something. Only a crow. Between fading moon and rising sun, a space of absolute silence. Only a crow interrupts. Empty branches stretch outward, upward, straggling these orbs, the last twigs before infinity. There is no wind, nothing moves. Sound travels so far, takes me with it, and takes me with it. So those are three poems from my brand new book, Contour Feathers. By the way, if you're in the within driving distance of Oklahoma City, this coming Friday, October 22nd at 7 p.m., I'll have a book launch for Contour Feathers. Literary Press Bookshop is hosting me at 7 p.m. for the launch of this book, Contour Feathers. I'd love for you to come out and listen to the reading, and I'll have books available for you there if you're interested in purchasing one. And even if you're not, you're still welcome to come and listen. It's a great little bookstore in the Paseo, Friday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Ken Hayter with the Sunday Poems.